You're listening to 91.3 RSE Radio. It's Tip with you this afternoon, and today I'm so excited to have a chance to chat with Kelly Mayo of the band Skating Polly. The group got their start in Oklahoma City in 2009 before moving to Tacoma, Washington in 2015. They're making their return to Oklahoma tomorrow at the Mercury Lounge in Tulsa. Kelly, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So let's start off, let's talk a little bit about the sound for people who maybe haven't heard a lot of Skating Polly. I've heard the band described as ugly pop, riot girl, grunge. How do you describe your sound?
We call ourselves ugly pop, yeah.
And what does that mean?
Art rock, I guess. ugly pop to me is like, it means like the focus of our music is about like writing like catchy, interesting, like satisfying songs, but then to never make them too cleaned up, too straightforward, never like calculated or robotic, always having like just the perfect amount of dirt and mistake and humanity in them.
I like it. So you all got an earlier start than most. Could you talk a little bit about your start playing music at just 9 years old?
Yeah, I was raised, like my dad really loved music and he wasn't a musician, but he just liked listening to music and he could play guitar and stuff. But my dad's view of art was always like that art isn't about technicality and that it's just about self-expression and he really valued minimalism and showed me a lot of these really cool, like kind of raw minimalistic bands like Beat Happening, Dead Moon, Kimmy Dawson, The White Stripes. And so, I don't know, and I just, his like mix CDs on long car rides or even just me and Curtis, like when we were home and had time to kill, we'd put on like music. Music was always such a direct thing for me. I loved singing. When I was like at recess, I would just walk around the playground singing to myself. So, I don't know. It was just kind of natural. I basically learned how to play an instrument so that I could have like something to play under the songs I was singing. And then I just wanted to be able to write songs. And I just never think much about it. I was like, yeah, of course I can make songs. just because my dad kind of raised me to think that way. And when I met Peyton, who was like the coolest person ever, and she got so into punk rock and like learning about the 70s punk history, and she was reading all these books and she could just spout out all these back. So I was like, we're going to be in a band together. And she's like, what? I'm going to start a band with my freaking high school friends. And I was like, no, you're going to start a band with me. And so I bullied her into it, or I wrote a song or something. And then she was down, and then she's been hooked for life.
Well, that's awesome. Well, it sounds like you've had a lot of support along the way. And, even more than just starting at 9 years old, you've been playing in this band for, 14 years now? So that's well over half of your life. What have you taken away from that? Like, how has this affected you?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just like, it's just always been this vessel for me to feel things that I'm maybe not entirely comfortable feeling. It's definitely been the best use of like negative feelings, to be able to have this outlet to like turn these ugly feelings into something, you know, beautiful that I kind of enjoy. And I love performing. But I really do just like the challenge of trying to, I don't know, just constantly grow and constantly do things we haven't done before. I love being on the road. I love traveling. I love meeting other musicians. I feel like the constant learning experience, I feel like every band we've toured with, we've picked up tricks from, you know?
Well, so it's interesting that you mentioned, you know, kind of channeling your emotions into this, because I was going to ask, you know, it sounds like a lot of your songs really come from a personal perspective, almost like you're telling a story about someone's experiences, whether they're yours or somebody else's. Where does your songwriting inspiration mostly come from?
Man, different places. I don't know. I mean, I think I kind of try to have like writer's ears constantly going so that if I hear like an interesting turn of phrase, I can just jot that down or commit it to memory. And sometimes I'll write from my own perspective. That's kind of something I've been doing more of lately. But generally, I'll try to write through a character or a bit of a filter so that, because it was just easier. It was easier to write in like symbolism and because I didn't have to be so, I don't know, it's like I didn't have to worry what people would think about what I thought or felt, because I was like writing, you know, with this layer of metaphor or symbolism or just, you know, fantasy. And on this most recent record, the songs have gotten a little bit more direct and just been like, oh yeah, that line about that road is the road that I was standing on when this thing happened, you know, whatever. So.
With the new album, Chaos County Line, it's coming out here in a little over a month. What caused that change? What's different about this album that maybe makes you feel a little bit more like you can be more direct with your songwriting?
I think it's like two part. Like, I think like one, just because that's just something I hadn't done before. So it's just kind of like, and I'm always trying to write different. Like, I don't really ever want to approach two songs the same way. But then also, like, I don't know. I think it's just like everyone went through this traumatic, you know, thanks to the pandemic. And also it had been so long since, for the first time ever, like me and Peyton and Curtis weren't living together. Like I was living in LA for a bit. Peyton had her own apartment for a bit. We were just all kind of like spread out during the pandemic and stuff. I don't know. It's like when we came back together, like, and me and Peyton and Curtis are like the closest people in each other's lives. Like they're like they're my siblings, but they're also my best friends and we're coworkers, I guess, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. I think we just felt kind of raw, and I think we just felt very, like, it was just so easy to be like, this has been the thing on my mind. How do we say that? Let's put it out there.
One thing I was hoping to get a little bit of your perspective on, you know, Exene Cervenka played a really big role in kind of helping you get your foot in the music industry, from what I understand.
Absolutely.
Can you talk a little bit about that relationship, how it got started, and maybe how it affected the course of the band?
Yes, I love talking about that relationship. We grew up listening to a lot of X. My dad loves X. And Peyton was checking all the local shows, and she saw that Exene Cervenka was doing a solo show in Oklahoma City, so we asked our parents if we could go. And I think it was 2009 or 2010. I mean, like, so Skating Polly had started, but it was like maybe we'd played a show or something. We were really young, but we went to the show, and it was in the middle of winter, and we were just so happy to meet her and every one of her bandmates. And she thought we were adorable, but she didn't just treat us like dumb kids or like a pest. Like, she was like actually curious about our band, and she was asking us questions. She's like, and we'd asked her a lot of questions, so I guess maybe, I don't know if it was like that she just liked our taste or liked where our brain was at, I don't know, but she like inquired more, and then she was like, how about you send me your song? So she gave us her email, and we sent her our first record, and she loved it, and she was like, I'm going to come to Oklahoma, I'm going to produce your second record. And I was 11 years old, in 2011, she flew to Oklahoma, and in Norman, Oklahoma, at Hook Echo Sound, we recorded Lost Wonderfuls with her. And then we ended up getting to tour with X. I don't know, like, every time she's just kind of given me so much advice. She's given me, I don't know, like, so many pointers. I share with her, like, all of our records before they actually come out, and play a lot of games with her. I don't know. Me and her actually like wrote four like folk, kind of folksy, kind of country songs together. She basically was like, here's a book of all of my poetry ever from yesterday to 8 years ago. Not literally all of it ever, but it was just like a mixed bag of, you know, stuff from actually all the way back to before X started. And she was like, any of this you want to use it. And it was bins upon bins of poetry. And so I was like writing songs to her words, and we still haven't recorded those yet, but I don't know. I think if if there's one person who I can say, like, yeah, this person gave me faith in myself, this person's my biggest mentor, this person is like the saint I feel like it's Xene Cervenka.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. That's such an amazing story. Thinking about, you know, how young you were when you met her and that she helped you out and took it seriously and it's turned out the way it has. It's just it's so amazing to hear.
Yeah,
about
it's
that.
Crazy. She she also her son ended up making a documentary about us, and her ex-husband Viggo Mortensen put our song in his movie. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I love her to death.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, Peyton with her encyclopedic knowledge of punk was a little excited about that too as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So we mentioned earlier, you know, you've been a band for 14 years now, but you're still in your early 20s. There's a lot of room for you all to grow or to continue or to move in new directions. I know you have a new album coming out very shortly, but even looking past that, where do you see the band going from here?
I don't know. I want to go to a lot more countries I still want to visit. There's a lot of artists I still want to work with. I really don't see us slowing down. I only see it accelerating and doing more and more and more. I don't know. I want to keep doing it forever. So, but I guess hopefully we'll just keep writing better songs and getting to meet cooler people. I really want to go to Japan and Australia.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, very cool.
I really want to.
Well, we've been talking with Kelly Mayo of Skating Polly. The new album, Chaos County Line, is out June 23rd. There are already a couple singles out right now, and you'll definitely hear more from this album on RSU Radio whenever it comes out. Skating Polly's playing the Mercury Lounge in Tulsa tomorrow night. And Kelly, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us. I know you're out on the road. Where are you? Where are you driving through right now?
We are at a Buc-ee's. We just pulled off at a Buc-ee's somewhere in Texas, somewhere between Austin and Houston, Texas.
That's like a destination spot for people in Oklahoma these days, so you're lucky.
I know. It's amazing. We have a friend on the road with us who's never been to Texas or Oklahoma, so he's stoked.
Well, that's awesome. Well, hopefully they enjoy Buc-ee's, and I've heard the jerky's really good, so I don't know. Maybe that's...
Aw. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, and yeah, it was a delight.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right.